A reading from the book of Joshua, chapter 11, verses 4 to 9. This is a story from the Bible about the invasion of Canaan. It is an ancient story of military conquest and genocide. Tragically, this story has been used to justify the genocides of indigenous people by the colonialist empires, even in our day and age. The kings of Canaan came out with all their troops, a great army, in number like the sand on the seashore, with very many horses and chariots. All these kings joined their forces and came and camped together at the waters of Merom to fight with Israel. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them, for tomorrow at this time I will hand over all of them slain to Israel. You shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire." So Joshua came suddenly upon them with all his fighting force by the waters of Merom and fell upon them. And the Lord handed them over to Israel, who attacked them and chased them as far as Great Sidon and Mezrephoth Maim, and eastward as far as the valley of Mizpeh. They struck them down until they had no one remaining. And Joshua did to them as the Lord commanded him. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots with fire. Hiram is wisdom, not.
A reading from the first letter of John, chapter 4, verses 7 to 12 and 18 to 21. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent God's only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent God's Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and God's love is perfected in us. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because God first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from God is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Herein is guidance. A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31 to 38. Then Jesus said to those who believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and if you know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, yet you look for an opportunity to kill me, because there is no place in you for my word. I declare that what I have seen in God's presence, as for you, you should do what you have heard from God." Herein is good news.